This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam ala rasulullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Razazi. We're coming to you one more time to the stories of the prophets. And we are with the story of Musa alayhi salam. This is episode number 31. And I call it the shoulder for the oppressed. Musa, the shoulder for the oppressed. Session number 2. We started Musa yesterday, and then it's going to take us at least maybe another 10 sessions or even more. All right. So let me just give a minute for more people to join so that we can start, inshallah ta'ala, session 2 of Musa alayhi salam. Yesterday we talked about Dhul-Kifl, an introduction about Musa. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we'll resume talking about Musa alayhi salam, the shoulder for the oppressed. Musa, the shoulder for the oppressed. So I'll just give a minute or two. In the meantime, wa alaikum salam, everyone. Saying salamu alaikum, those on Facebook, those on Instagram. Yeah, hello, marhaba, all of you. You know, you guys are family. It's been a long time. I hope you guys are doing great. I hope everybody's doing fine, inshallah ta'ala. I hope you're still, you know, don't eat too much meat. You know, I know it's the season of lamb and lamb and mutton, as they say in England. But watch out from the meat. Watch out of the meat. You know, there's too much cholesterol on that red meat, right? You know, once in a while, it's all right. But you don't have to eat any finish your lamb in one day. You don't have to finish your lamb in one day or two. let the lamb enjoy your kitchen a little bit. Let him enjoy your refrigerator or your freezer for some time. All right? Let your lamb have a breather. Don't just finish the heck out of the miskin lamb. You know, you just slaughtered it a couple of days ago and you want to finish it overnight. Take care, you know, take it easy on the meat. Righty? Take it easy on the meat, you guys, all right? I hope you had a great Eid, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum. So for those of you who just joined, this is episode number 31 of the stories of the prophets. Yesterday, we talked about Dhul-Kifl, and we started talking about Musa alayhim as-salam. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we will resume talking about Musa, such an amazing, you know, we derive so many lessons from the story of Musa. Whatever you're going through, you will find something that you can relate to with the story of Musa alayhi salam. Whether you're a sister, whether you're a brother, whether you're a mom, whether you are a father, whether you're married, whether you're single, whether you're looking for a job, whether you're looking to get a righteous son, whether you're going through difficulties, be it maybe health difficulties, financial difficulties, whether you're having problems, whatever, subhanAllah, the reason is you can relate to Musa's story. You know, you would find something that you can relate to from Musa's story, my brothers and sisters. All right. So one more time, I'm so happy to see you guys. Barakallahu feekum. Some of you I have not seen for a long time. I'm happy they're back. And these sessions, they're always recorded anyways, right? But it's nice to see you guys live and hoping that you're healthy and alive and kicking. All right. So my brothers and sisters, if you have the Quran, that would be great so that we can follow. You know, we mostly Surah Al-Qasas or Surah Taha, you know, but mostly Al-Qasas. Al-Qasas, the chapter of Al-Qasas. We will be, you know, going here and there from Qasas to Surah Taha to sometimes Surah Al-Shu'ara, you know, because Musa alayhi salam, as I mentioned yesterday, he's been mentioned, he is the Nabi or the Prophet who's been mentioned the most in the Quran. He is the Nabi who's been mentioned the most in the Quran. And his name is mentioned 136 times alone in the Quran. You know, so yesterday we started talking about Musa alayhi salam, you know, and the dream of Fir'aun. You know, we said Fir'aun yesterday. Remember, brothers and sisters, those of you who came in yesterday, when we say Fir'aun. Fir'aun is any ruler of Egypt at the time. You know, any ruler of Egypt are called Fir'aun. Any ruler of Abyssinia is called An-Najashi. Any ruler of Rome, they called Caesar. You know, so every region or every, you know, nation, they had their own ruler, and that ruler had their name, you know, and the ruler of Egypt is Fir'aun. So Fir'aun is not just one man. Fir'aun are all the rulers that ruled Egypt at the time. You know, they call them Fir'aun. And the man who lived at the time of Musa, the ruler who lived at the time of Musa, his name is Minfitah. Minfitah or Mereftah or Mereptah. Mereptah in English. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Qasas, verse number 4, Tasim. Brothers and sisters, those of you who also were following my Quran bits or Quran bites, what do we call these letters that start in the Quran, such as Tasin Mim, Alif Lam Ra, Alif Lam Mim, Sad Qaf? What do we call them in the Quran? Right? What do we call them in the Quran, brothers and sisters? You know that. I'm sure you do, because I mentioned it. So when you have Alif Lam Mim in Surah Al-Baqarah, Huruf At-Tahajji, Mashallah Alik, Naz, Thabit, Tahajji, Yasin, Huruf At-Tahajji, very good, Naam. نتلو عليك من نبأ موسى وفرعون بالحق لقوم يؤمنون إن فرعون علا في الأرض. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Prophet Muhammad, Muhammad, we're narrating to you, you know, the story from the story of Musa alayhi salam. And then he talks about Fir'aun. Inna Fir'aun ala fil ard. Fir'aun has exalted on earth, in the land. Fir'aun has exalted in land. Yudhabbihu abna'ahum wa yastahi nisa'ahum. You know, he's killing the man and the children, and he is committing, you know, immorality with the women. So he saw this dream. Fir'aun saw this dream. In that dream, he saw that one boy from Banu Israel, from the children of Israel, will sort of be the cause of perishing his dominion. So he consulted with his ministers, and they said, you know, he said, we're going to kill all the children of Banu Israel. He says, I'm going to kill all the children of Banu Israel. But he said, well, they said, yeah, Fir'aun, if you were to kill them, because they used to serve the children of Banu Israel and the people and the men of Banu Israel, they were slaved, right? They were slaved and they were subdued in slavery. So they used to, you know, serve and assist and work, you know, for free, because they were slaves. So they said, if you were to kill all of them, we won't have no more slaves. We won't have no more people to serve us. So they came up with the idea of 1 year, like 1 year, they will, he will kill all the children, all the newly born babies, and the other year he will set them free. You know, so 1 year he will kill any newborn baby from Banu Israel, they will be killed, and the following year he will set them free. That's why Harun, who is the brother of Musa, was born in the year where they were set free, and the year where they were to be killed, Musa alayhi salam was born. So, and they had that plan, as I mentioned yesterday, quickly for those of you who just joined. You know, they had a plan, and the plan was, this is the plan, this is the Fir'aun's plan. He had women, Egyptian women, going around, you know, the Banu Israel, and going around town, seeing if any woman is pregnant. And then if there's any woman who's pregnant, right, from especially from Banu Israel, they will put a sign in their house or in her house that only the soldiers would know. So that's number two. You know, number one, they had Egyptian women going around. Just their job is to look for pregnant women from Banu Israel. And then if there is anyone who's pregnant, she will put, or they will put a sign in their home. And that sign will only be recognized by the soldiers, by Fir'aun soldiers. Also, he had, they used to raid, you know, their houses, the Banu Israel's houses, you know, as they're sleeping or whatnot, before they run away, they would just go and raid them. Also, they had spies. They had spies, and one of the spies I mentioned yesterday that used to be with the, you know, that used to follow, who lived at the time of Musa alayhi salam, Qarun. Inna Qaruna kana min qawmi Musa. He was from the qawm of Musa. Fabagha alayh. So Qarun was actually, he lived with Musa alayhi salam, but he chose the path of Fir'aun and he chose the wrong path. So he was also a spy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions something beautiful in the Quran with regard to, you know, that inspiration that the mother of Musa, you know, received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mother of Musa, she was not a prophet. Jibril did not come to her, you know, but it was an inspiration. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Taha, verse number 39. I'm sorry, in Surah Al-Qasas. In Surah Al-Qasas, verse number 7. Verse number 7. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ فَإِنْ خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَلَا فَإِنْ خِفْتِ وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ فَإِنْ خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكَ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Look at this ayah, verse number 7 from Surah Al-Qasas. This verse, one verse, has two orders and has two prohibitions and it has two glad tidings. One verse that contains two orders, two commands, and two prohibitions and two glad tidings or good news. The first commands or orders. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ. And we inspired the mother of Musa to suckle her baby. To suckle her baby. This is command number one. What's command number two? فَإِنْ خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ. If you're scared, أَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ. Throw him in the river. That's order number two. Order number one is to suckle your baby. And order number two is to throw him in the river. And then the two prohibitions. فَإِنْ خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. Don't be scared and don't be sad. Don't be scared and don't be sad. And then what are the two glad tidings or the two good news? إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكَ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. We shall bring him back to you and we shall make him from the messengers. Qasas, verse number 7. Chapter Al-Qasas, verse number 7. Two orders, two commands, two prohibitions, and two good news, two glad tidings. So, brothers and sisters, yesterday we left it when, you know, Musa was born. And as I mentioned in Surah Taha, you know, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in Surah Taha, verse number 39, وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِنِّي. And Allah has endued you with His love. Musa, if you were to see him, you will love him, regardless of who you are. You will love Musa because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed Musa with His love. So, there's a formula I'm going to give you here, my brothers and sisters. I want you to write it down. I want you to write down this formula I'm going to share with you. It's called the Tawakkul formula or the success to happiness. Oh, let's call it like this. Let's call it success to happiness solution. Success, happiness, solution. Success and happiness solution. Are you guys ready to write it down? This is my formula for success and happiness. Are you guys ready to write this? I'm giving you gold. I'm giving you diamond. I'm giving you a gem. So for the gem, you've got to write it down. You guys are ready to write it down? This is the formula. And I need this. Wallahi, you cannot imagine how much I need this myself. Maybe I need it more than anybody of you out there. Only Allah knows what is going on, subhanAllah. But I need this myself. So write this down. Write it down. The formula goes like this. Action plus real tawakkul, not tawakkul, real tawakkul, true tawakkul equals success and happiness. Action. You need to take action. Plus real tawakkul. Not just tawakkul. Tawakkul, okay, I'm going to rely on Allah. La, you need to take action. So action plus true tawakkul equals success and happiness. This is what we derive from Al-Qasas verse number 7. Surah Al-Qasas verse number 7. She has to take action. What action did she have to take? Suckle your baby. Because every woman, when she gives birth, the first thing she wants to suckle her baby. She wants to breastfeed her baby. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfilled that wish that woman had, right? He fulfilled that wish. And so he told her, suckle your baby, action. Action number two, throw him in the river. Action, throw him in the river. So action, sabab, exactly, sabab. Plus tawakkul. وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. Don't be scared, don't be afraid. We shall bring him back to you. So, action, throw the baby. Just like Ibrahim alayhi salam, when we talked about Ibrahim. He saw the dream, slaughter, sacrifice your son. He did sacrifice his son. He took action. And then plus tawakkul, he put his trust on Allah Azza wa Jal. And the fruit was Eid al-Adha. Isn't it? Eid al-Adha. Yeah. Hajar, she took action. She took action. She went down between the two mounts, between the Safa and Marwa. She took action. And she put her trust in Allah. Tawakkul, full tawakkul. She says to Ibrahim, if Allah ordered you to leave us here, go. Allah will never let us down. So she took action and she put her trust in Allah. What's the fruit? Success and happiness. What's the fruit? The fruit is Zamzam. The fruit is Zamzam. The fruit is Sa'i between the Safa and Marwa. So this is the formula, my brothers and sisters. Write it down, please. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Taha. I'm going to take you to Surah Taha. إِذْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ مَا يُوحَىٰ إِذْ أَوْحَيْنَا. Now Allah is talking directly to Musa here. He's talking directly to Musa. Inshallah ta'ala, once we reach that, you know, that stage where Allah Azza wa Jal will talk to Musa directly, we will mention this again. But here in this ayah, just so you understand what went, you know, with the mother in her mind, what was she thinking? إِذْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ مَا يُوحَىٰ أَنْ أَقْضِ فِيهِ فِي التَّابُوتِ فَاقْضِ فِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ فَلْيُلْقِهِ الْيَمُّ فِي السَّاحِلِ. We inspired the mother of Musa. أَنْ أَقْضِ فِيهِ فِي التَّابُوتِ. Number one, throw him in this box. Throw him in this case. Number one, throw him in the case. So maybe she had some doubts. She got scared. She's a mom. She's a mom. How can I throw my baby in a box or in a case? No. فَقْضِ فِيهِ. And then maybe she doubted something. Maybe she had some doubt. Maybe she got scared. Then Allah one more time told her, فَقْضِ فِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ. One more time. Because, you know, the first time, throw him in the box. فَقْضِ فِيهِ. If you were to read the tafasir, they say, put him in the box. If you were to read the translation in English, it says, put him in the box. But that's not what اقضي فيه means. اقضي فيه, like, you know, when اقضي في القرى, like shoot the ball. You know, those of you who play soccer or football, they say shoot the ball, right? اقضف. In Arab, you say اقضي في القرى. اقضف. Shoot the ball. So Allah says here, اقضي فيه. It's not like put him. If you read most of the translations, they say put him in the box. No, it's not put him. Allah is telling her, اقضي فيه. Throw him. Throw him in the box, in the case. She doubted. Or she got scared. The soldiers were looking around. She got scared. She got terrified. Then Allah came to, then the wahi, the inspiration came back to her, telling her, وَقْضِ فَقْضِ فِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ. One more time. Throw him in the river. Throw him in the river. Twice. Throw him in the box. Throw him in the river. فَلْيُلْقِهِ الْيَمُّ فِي السَّاحِلِ. And the river shall cast him up in the bank. The river shall cast him back on the bank. Ah. We're looking into the mother of Musa giving birth. A mom giving birth, terrified, scared, and she cannot scream. She cannot make any noise. You know, when you give in labor, you know, when you give in birth, there's a lot of pain. Don't ask me. Ask the sisters, ask the ladies, ask the moms. You go through lots of pain. And part of that pain is, subhanAllah, they make you scream. When that boy, you know, when that man, he took his mother, you know, on her, on his shoulder, and he traveled from Yemen all the way to Mecca, and then he performed tawaf. He did tawaf on, and he traveled, right, from Yemen to Mecca on his foot, his mom, carrying his mom on his shoulders, right? And then when he reached Mecca, he went doing tawaf around the Kaaba with his mom again on his shoulder. He met the Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Umar. He met Abdullah ibn Umar. He said, look, this is what I did. This is what, you know, I came from far and I, you know, I'm making tawaf with my mom on my shoulder. Have I fulfilled her right? Have I fulfilled her right? He says, you haven't fulfilled not even a small, you know, noise or sound that she was making when she was giving birth to you. Not even that small sound, you know, a little bit of a sound, not a small, little bit of that sound, that scream when she was giving birth to you. You didn't even fulfill a little bit of that. The mother of Musa, she was scared to scream because if she was to scream during labor, the soldiers, the spies out there, they will hear her, they will come and take her baby and kill him. So I don't know, maybe she was putting something in her mouth, maybe they put some, Allahu a'lam, Allahu a'lam, Allahu a'lam. But I'm just, you know, I want you to think, you know, this is how we understand the Quran. This is how you can live with the Quran. This is how you can live with the stories of the prophets by trying to understand and go beyond. Yes, Allah doesn't give you the details, but I want you to put yourself in her shoes, giving birth, not able to scream, and not only that, she gave birth to this beautiful baby, right? And then she's been given the order to put him in a box or in a case. And Musa is looking, and she's looking, and maybe she's crying most likely. Does the Quran tell you she's crying? No, the Quran does not give you these details, but I'm sure she must be crying, taking her baby. Well, was she happy? No. She's a human being. I'm sure she was sad. You will see what Allah just says in that regard. And then she put the baby in this box. And then she was going to throw him into the river. What river? The Nile. Sisters, do you want me to give you some great news? Sisters, this is for the sisters. I'm sorry. Sisters, would you like me to share with you some great news? Shahnaz and Kiko LeBlanc and Lula Robe and Hanifa from Facebook, those of you on Instagram, you know, Layla and Karima and Naz, would you like me to share with you something really, Sister Yasmin, would you like me to share with you something really nice? Mon Amour, just like Mon Amour, but this is Mon Amour, all right, Mon Amour. Here it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives this woman who's giving birth. As soon as subhanallah, ma'a awwali talqa inda al-wilada. As soon as she gives birth, subhanallah, that woman, or any woman, as soon as she gives birth, the first sound her baby makes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all her sins. Ya salam, kam hiya ghaliya. Ya salam, kam hiya ghaliya. How dear this woman is. Huh, Morkani? Lula, Anisa? Huh, Nawal, you see? When she's giving birth, by the time, as soon as she gives birth, and by the first sound her baby makes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives her sins. Yughfar laha. The woman is so precious. This woman, she's very precious. She's really the nation builders, women, moms, the mothers. Throw him in the Nile. Throw him in the river. Throw him in the river. The current may take him somewhere far. But subhanallah, my brothers and sisters, she did as she was told. She did as she was told. And look at the little bit, yet not the full, they see that formula I shared with you? Look at the formula. The full success and happiness. Listen to the a bit of success and happiness. As soon as, and Musa hasn't cried yet or anything. Musa hasn't made a noise, but he's on that cradle, on that box. As soon as she throws him into the river, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command goes right away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands goes right away to the waves. Waves, this is Musa. The current, this is Musa. All the fish in the river, this is Musa, not to be harmed. He is fi kanafillah. He is under the full, he is enveloped in the care and the protection of Allah. Khalas. Allah says, throw him in the river, Allah will take care of him. Don't use your mind, don't use your brain. You know, I want to save my kid, how can I throw him in the river? La, throw him in the river if you want to save him. As soon as she did as she was told, Allah gave the command. Khalas. The current, the waves, the fish, whatever, anything that's harmful in the river, this is Musa, not to be harmed. وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has soldiers, and none knows his soldiers except him. None knows the soldiers of Allah except him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the mom is a mom. The mom is a mom. She has a heart. She tells his sister in Surah Al-Qasas, verse number 11. In Surah Al-Qasas, verse number 11, she told his sister, وَقَالَتْ لِأُخْتِي وَقَالَتْ لِأُخْتِهِ قُصِّي وَقَالَتْ لِأُخْتِهِ قُصِّيهِ فَبَصُرَتْ بِهِ عَنْ جُنُوبٍ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. She told his sister. She told his sister. Whose sister? She told his sister, يعني, Musa's sister. She, mom, told his sister, قُصِّي, follow him from far. فَبَصُرَتْ بِهِ عَنْ جُنُوب. You know, so because it's in the that river, she can go from the bank, from the far, you know, from the edge. She was just walking secretly, watching where the box would go, where the current would take Musa. She watched and watched and watched and watched. Because so is the heart of every mom. Yes, Allah told me to throw him in the river, to put him in a box and throw him. I did, I was told. But I can tell my daughter to go and follow from far just to see where the current will take him. وَقَالَتْ لِأُخْتِهِ قُصِّي. She told his sister, follow him from far. فَبَصُرَتْ بِهِ عَنْ جُنُوبٍ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Surah Al-Qasas, verse number 10. I'm bringing you back and forth. Let's go back to verse number 10. Al-Qasas again. Surah Al-Qasas, chapter Al-Qasas. وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا إِن كَادَتْ لَتُبْدِي بِهِ لَوْلَا أَرَّبَطْنَا عَلَى قَلْبِهَا لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And the heart of Musa, her mind, her brain, her heart became empty. فَارِغَة. Empty in what? Empty from every thought except the thought of her baby. Where's my baby? What's happening to my baby? He's in the river. Yes, Allah told her to throw him. I did. But that does not, yani, does not preclude her from worrying. Does not preclude her from being sad. Although Allah told her, don't be scared and don't be sad. But she's still worried. وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it became empty. لَوْلَا فارغة إن كادت لتبدي به لولا أربطنا على قلبها لولا أربطنا على قلبها. Allah عز وجل says she thought to go and she was very near to go and disclose the case. To disclose. يعني what? She would just go and says that's my baby, that's my baby, and then she would just take him, and then of course they would kill her and kill her baby. She was about to disclose the whole thing. لولا أربطنا على قلبها. Allah سبحانه وتعالى, we made her heart had we made her heart bound fast, yani had we not straightened her heart, Allah strengthened her heart for not to go and disclose the whole case. لولا ربطنا على قلبها. So is the heart of a mother, of a woman. She felt really bad for her kid, and she's worried she was gonna go and do something, you know, crazy. That's my baby. I want to get my baby, and then she would just, you know, have failed, and her baby will be killed. But Allah Subhanahu wa Taala made her heart, you know, bound fast. Subhanahu wa Taala. Brothers and sisters, something really interesting. Something interesting. Musa had... Are you following me, sisters and brothers? Because I'm going to say something really interesting here that I want you to think with me. But are you following me so far? Are you? Am I making sense? Are you following me? Or are you just... I don't know. I need to know. If you're with me, are you following up? Are you following so far what I'm saying? Because... everything I say, you know, is really, it will be deep. It has deep meaning, especially what I'm going to say right now. Why? You know, what's the mission? Musa's mission. Musa had a mission. What is his mission? Because it's like, you know, this the stories, we don't, you know, it's not just stories, but lessons. And not only that, there's a chain of events happening, right? There's a chain of events happening. So what's going on here? Let's understand what's Musa's mission. Musa's mission, just like Yusuf alayhi salam, he was thrown into the well, into that well, into that pit, but he will come out from the well, and then he will go and live in the palace of the minister of finance for a wisdom, for a reason. Here, Musa, he has a mission. His mission is to free those from Ben Israel who are oppressed, those who got humiliated, those who got demeaned. By Fir'aun, those who were, you know, who were indignified by Fir'aun, right? So his mission number one is to free those al-adilla, those who were humiliated and oppressed. That's first mission. So for that to happen, sisters and brothers, you cannot have somebody who is a slave or somebody who is dhalil from Bani Israel, who is also humiliated, to serve and to save those who are humiliated. You need somebody who's free. You need somebody who's free. So not only that, somebody who's free, somebody who has knowledge, somebody who has education. So my brothers and sisters, you know, what's going to happen? Yes, Musa will live in the palace. He will live in the palace to become a free man. To become a free man, because initially he was living with Banu Israel as Dalil, as the others. They were all humiliated. But his mission is to free those who were humiliated. So he had to live in the palace of Fir'aun to grow up as a free man. Not only that. Brothers and sisters, listen to this golden piece I'm going to share with you right now. Listen to this golden piece I'm going to share with you right now. The Banu Israel, they were deprived from education and schooling. They were deprived, Banu Israel. They were slaves, right? They worked as, you know, in slavery. So they were, of course, deprived of schooling and education. For Musa to free them, he had to be educated, so he could not be living with Banu Israel and going to school. There was no school for them. There's no education for them. He had to live in the palace. He had to live in the palace to get educated, because later on he will have a mission, and that mission is to free Banu Israel. Allahu Akbar. Everything is orchestrated. The current will not just take him to the palace of Fir'aun just in vain. No, there is a sequence of events happening. There's wisdom. There is some affairs that only known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and I do not know. But there is something that's got to happen. So he had to live in the palace. He had to live with Fir'aun. And later on, he's the one who is going to be the sabab for the destroyer of Fir'aun. So he had to live in the palace and live as a free man and get educated.
And of course, those who live in the palace, they get the best education. The Egyptians, you have a school and you have a school. You have a school and you have a private school. And of course, you have the school that only those who are the elite will get to go to. And that's the school of the people who live in the palace. You know, in Morocco, Yassin, Layla, Karima, those, you know, in Morocco, you know, you have a kingdom, right? The king, his children, of course, they will have the best of the teachers, the best of education, not like, you know, any other kids in the country. La, yes, there are many other great schools you have to pay to get to those schools, but to study in the palace, they will get you the best of the best of the best teachers and the best of the best of the best curriculums. Naam. So Musa has to grow up, has to live in the palace of Fir'aun to get that education. Do you get it, my brothers and sisters? So now mom is looking, the daughter, in fact, mom, she's worrying, the daughter is looking, and maybe she's praying, not the palace of Fir'aun. And then the box goes towards the palace of Fir'aun, No, not there. But he goes there. Mom. Rabbi, you told me that you will save him. I want to save him from Fir'aun. You take him to Fir'aun? You promised. But you take him to Fir'aun, he's going to slaughter him. He's going to kill him. I did as he was told. Just like a sister when she was hijab. All right? A sister, just an example. You know, a sister, she decides to wear hijab. As soon as she decides to wear hijab, she gets fired. An example. And she says, Subhanallah, today that I decided to wear my hijab, I get fired. Or the brother, let's say, he decides to go for Fajr to the masjid. He never prayed Fajr in the masjid. So he decides to go and pray Fajr in the masjid. As he's going to Fajr in the masjid, he has an accident. And he says, Subhanallah. You know, when I was praying home, I was fine. Now that I'm going to the masjid, I get an accident. What's going on? You understand what I'm saying? A brother, he start growing his beard. As soon as he start growing his beard, he's traveling. He travels all the time. He's fine. He never gets, you know, sidelined or stopped or anything. As soon as he start growing his beard, now he's been sidelined, he's been questioned, he's been taken to secondary inspection and second and third and whatnot. Now I'm trying to grow my beard. I'm getting all this. I'm putting my hijab. I get fired. I go to the masjid. I had an accident. You see what I'm saying, my brothers and sisters? The mom says, well, okay. Allah told me, you know, inspired me to throw him in the river and we shall save him. I want to throw him in the river to be saved from Fir'aun. But he goes to Fir'aun? He goes to Fir'aun? What's going on here? Do you see, sisters and brothers? Do you get what I'm saying here? Do you follow what I'm saying here? Things sometimes they look like they are going against the flow of things, against the means. They go against the common sense. Especially when you try to do as you were told, you try to do something good, and then subhanAllah, things go against of your wishes. But that's again the formula. The formula is action plus real tawakkul. This is why I said not tawakkul. I said real tawakkul. It's not like you are under the verge. You're under the verge. You put hijab, you get fired. You said, you see, I shouldn't have put my hijab. I shouldn't have put the hijab. I was happy without hijab. You see, that's not real tawakkul. That's fake tawakkul. No, true tawakkul. You know, true tawakkul. I lost my job. Alhamdulillah. Allah Azza wa Jalla will give me something better. I'm not going to, I lose my job, fine, but I'm not going to lose my faith. I can lose my job, but I'm not going to lose my faith. I'm going to keep my hijab. That's the formula I gave you. Action plus real tawakkul would equal happiness and success. What's going to happen? Musa is quiet. Who grabs him? Who's there? All of a sudden, Musa starts crying. Why is he crying all of a sudden? He's quiet in the river, and now he's crying. What's going to happen? Do you feel what's going on? Do you feel what's going on, sisters and brothers? Do you see something happening here? Do you see something happening, yes or yes? Huh? This is why I said Musa's story is just amazing. He starts crying all of a sudden. The name Musa, where did he get that from? Where did he get it from, Musa? Who called him Musa? Musa, what's Musa? Yasin got it. Yasin got it. It is a cliffhanger. It is a cliffhanger. What's going to happen? The mom, is she going to go back again? What's the daughter, you know, that sister, what's she going to do? You know, who gets Musa? Who finds him? Who finds him? Is it Fir'aun? Is it the maids? Is it his wife? Who's going to... I don't know now. Inshallah, tomorrow I will tell you more. I will let you know tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, because there's so many things happening here. Because I have not told you about the true success and happiness yet. I will share something with you, it will mesmerize you. When it comes to tawakkul, I will tell you something maybe very few of you would know about it. Very few of you would, you know about it. Something that's going to happen to the mother of Musa alayhi salam, the mother of Musa alayhi salam. Something amazing. Really, it will mesmerize you. But do not miss tomorrow's session, inshallah ta'ala, because I'm going to talk about his name. What does that mean? I'm going to talk about, you know, who's going to pick him up. What will Fir'aun do? What would his mom do? And then that deal that's going to work out between them together, the mother of Musa and Fir'aun, and go on from there. He's going to grow up in what way? There are so many stories from the Isra'ilis. No, we don't go to those. We're going to get everything from the Quran, inshallah ta'ala. As Musa grows, you know, as he grows and becomes a teenager, is his mom going to tell him, I'm your mom? When would his mom tell him, I'm your mom? That's another amazing question. When Musa's mom would tell him, I am your mom. Is it when he's a kid? Is it when he's a teenager? Or is it when he's an adult? Or when? All this, inshallah ta'ala, we'll talk about. May Allah bless you. Jazakumullah khair, sisters and brothers. And looking forward to seeing you again tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Keep coming. Don't miss out. Don't miss out. Live is better than not live. So make time for this, inshallah ta'ala. Some of you already have seen that I have shared with you a poll on whether we should have these sessions on weekends or weekdays, and also whether we should keep these timings or different timings. I'm looking at the result, inshallah ta'ala, of those polls, and then I will share with you those results very soon, inshallah. Okay. Jazakum Allah khair. Barakallahu feekum. May Allah bless you all. May Allah Azza wa Jal. Anybody make dua for each other. Those of you who are requesting dua. And those of you who all needs dua, inshallah. So we'll be making dua for all of us, inshallah. Let's make dua for all of us. You know, may Allah Azza wa Jal, alleviate, you know, any pain or any distress or any hardship that we're going through. Anybody who's has any wishes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there's any khair in them, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, bless them and bless that person, you know, which whatever is best for them, inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the understanding of the Quran and to make us love the Quran and make us love the stories of the Quran, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khair. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum, sisters and brothers. Those of you Facebook, thank you for coming. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum. Instagram. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum.